bodies and other unfamiliar things. Written and read by Moonfrost Shash. Mortals Usher or The Untamed Fanfiction.
Is there anybody calling? I can see the soul within, and I am not worthy. I am not worthy of this. Are you with me after all? Why can't I hear you? Are you with me through it all? Then why can't I feel you? Stay with me, don't let me go.
It was such a small, stupid thing, Wei Wuxian thought sometimes, but he missed his body. He had a body. It was a pretty good body, too. He could feel the world in all its joyous solidity. He'd filled out a bit since he had taken hold of it, and Lan Zhan no longer frowned at how all his bones stuck out. And it most certainly did well at feeling pleasure. By all rights, he had nothing to complain about. No one even mistook him for Mo Xuanyu anymore. Everyone looked at him and saw Wei Wuxian. That was the root of the problem, maybe. Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Maybe oftentimes. When Wei Wuxian looked in the mirror, he couldn't see himself. A face that wasn't his own stared back at him, blinking along with him, and he felt an ache deep inside him to see himself once again. He tried to dress the same way as he had done before his death, keep his hair long and done up in the same way, and it did make his body feel like his own just a little bit more. He would look at himself in a mirror, see only a child's imitation of the Yiling patriarch, the intention clear, but the execution clearly falling short. It was all the wrong shape, and it would never look right. But maybe he really did look like himself. When he thought about it, he didn't even remember what his own old face looked like. But he didn't think about it, because when he did, it opened up a pit of bottomless despair inside him. Maybe Mo Xuanyu's face had morphed into Wei Wuxian's, making them completely identical. He only thought it was someone else because he thought it should be. Sometimes it wasn't his face, but it was his whole body. That was worse. Sometimes his bones felt wrong in his skin and he wanted to rip them out. He vividly remembered one night, lying in bed awake next to Lan Zhan and thinking about how his body felt wrong, didn't fit right on his soul. How he felt stuffed into it and bulging out the sides. Or maybe too empty and small and shriveled, worn away from demonic cultivation and guilt and sorrow, no golden core to keep him strong, and dropped into a body too big for him, a hollow, echoing palace he never asked for. How he couldn't go back to his old, familiar body, the one he was born with and dragged through his trials with his own will, the one made for him, soft and strong and right, even as he let it rot around him. How all the marks of him, his scars and bruises, were washed away now, gone and leaving his skin clean, so empty. He'd never know what it felt like to be loved in his own body. Would it feel different? Would Lan Zhan's lips feel different on his body different, how it pressed into him? He wondered what it would be like, would have been like, to feel overwhelming, bursting joy or bone-deep contentment. The memory of joy in his first life seemed so far away now. All he could feel was filtered through this flesh that was not his own. Once or twice, it had even felt to him like there was someone else in the bedroom with them, as if some of Mo Xuanyu still lingered in his body. He couldn't get out of this strange vessel now. No, It wasn't too big. It was definitely too small for him. He was trapped in his own flesh, and it was the only thing he could feel, and it was all he could feel, pressing it around him, suffocating him, and he could never, ever get out. Lan Zhang, awoken by his movements, found Wei Wuxian in the washroom, staring into the basin, water dripping from his face and hair. He tried to stop his spiraling by getting out of the dark into some place more real, splashing cold water over himself to shock it out of his system. He maybe felt a hair less bad now. The icy wetness was still another sensation on his wrong, horrible, not him body, and it made his skin crawl. He lifted his head as Lan Zhang came in, looking at his sleepy but obviously concerned husband, feeling the beginnings of tears stinging at his eyes. "I can't bear it," he said, unable to make his voice come out above a whisper. "I'm stuck. I'm stuck in this body, and it isn't mine, and it feels so wrong." He focused his gaze on Lan Zhang properly. "Lan Zhang, everything I feel is in the wrong body. Every sensation is wrong. I can't bear it. I can't stop feeling things in my body, and I'm stuck like this forever. Forever!" He wheezed out a breath, trying to remember to breathe when there's no room and everything is squeezed tight and every sensation 100 times too sensitive. He felt everything in his body, and he felt like he was going to break apart. Lan Zhang held out his arms. Wei Wuxian let out a wild laugh, bordering on hysterical. It grated against his own ears. "I don't know if I can stand a hug right now," he said, not able to stop himself from grinning that twisted, bitter grin that always made Lan Zhang so sad. "Another physical thing I can feel." Lan Zhang did not lower his arms. Wuxian sighed and went to him. Lan Zhang folded him firmly in his arms, stroking one hand up and down his back. Wei Wuxian relaxed against him, just a little bit. It was a physical feeling, but it was distracting. "I love you," said Lan Zhang after some period of time. But Wei Wuxian could hear the "I love you" in this body behind it. "Just wish you could love me in my old body," Wei Wuxian said into his chest. "My body." "I did," Lan Zhang said. Wei Wuxian felt the familiar rush of awe, guilt, and pure fondness over how Lan Zhang has loved him so long, waited for him so long. "You have always been loved." "Not like this. Not back then, in my body. You never got to have the Wei Wuxian you fell in love with love you back." Lan Zhang pulled back a bit to look at Wei Wuxian properly. "This is the Wei Ying I fell in love with," he said firmly. "This is your body too now." "I know. I want to go back. I want to make it all stop." There wasn't a bite in his words, though. Lan Zhang had managed to pull him back from that unbearable edge. He just needed to get the rest of his thoughts out. Lan Zhang's eyes still widened at his statement. Wei Wuxian laughed. Soft, sane laugh. "No, no, not like that. Don't worry," he reassured his husband, who immediately and visibly relaxed. "I'm feeling a bit better now." He leaned back into Lan Zhang's embrace and huffed out a breath against his chest, feeling his muscles slowly relax. "I didn't think a hug would help at all, just wanted to stop feeling things. But this is better. I can't be stuck in my own head like this." Said Lan Zhang, and pulled him in tighter. "You're right," Wei Wuxian said, after a few more moments. "This is my body now. I shouldn't think of it as someone else's body. It's just hard." It was hard. He always managed to pull out of his spiraling in the end, but he knew that the feeling of unfamiliarity lurked around every corner and dusty crevices of his insides, waiting to catch him unawares just when he was beginning to feel at home. But sometimes it's okay. Most times it is. That had been the worst time it happened. It's still him in there, right? He should be grateful to at least have a body now. He is. He truly is. It was a small thing, not so important among everything else. It was a small thing, stupid thing. He just missed his body sometimes.